Thanks to Twitter, it's not hard to figure out what's on President Trump's mind. He likes the idea of a border wall. He likes actress Roseanne Barr and presidential physician Ronny Jackson. In the dislike column, there's DACA, Hillary Clinton, and now topping that list, the Washington Post and, by extension, the Post's owner, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Here's a presidential tweet from 9:15 this morning, and it's a long one. Quote, "The fake news Washington Post, Amazon's chief lobbyist, has another of many phony headlines. Trump defiant as China adds trade penalties. Wrong," it goes on. "Should have read, Trump defiant as U.S. adds trade penalties will end barriers and massive IP theft, typically bad reporting." End tweet. Joining us to sort out that long tweet and what's behind it is NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik. Welcome, David, and tell us, what is the connection between Trump's anger at the Washington Post and at Amazon's Jeff Bezos?
Well, I don't think this is a great mystery about this. I think if you look back to the president's candidacy, particularly in spring of 2016, you saw the Post do some real accountability journalism, where it started to look at the extent to which the president kept his promises, particularly to charities. And it was embarrassing and more embarrassing and humiliating. And he really started being upset about that. I think that the Post has really emerged to take a leading role in trying to provide accountability on this president and this administration. And I think that the president explicitly in his tweets and in his public comments on the stump, but around the country, when he talks about this, he links Amazon to and Jeff Bezos, and Bezos, who personally owns the Washington Post. He bought it for, I believe it was $250 million. That's pocket change for Bezos. It is not part of the Amazon Corporation. But he links them together. And so he is taking aim at Amazon, about which we can talk about this later, about which there are real reasons to think hard about and to scrutinize and to question. But he's taking aim at Amazon because of his direct pique about the Washington Post. It's hard to separate the two.
So Martin Barron, who is the Post executive editor, has said that nobody at the newspaper is paid by Amazon and that the Post owner, Jeff Bezos, has done nothing, has no editorial decision-making power, despite what the president says. Is there any truth, David, to President Trump's allegations?
You know, in a less feverish moment, I think it's worth pointing out that it's perfectly valid to look at the Washington Post's coverage of Amazon, of its retail sales, of its effect on competitors, of its practices towards employees, of its contracts with the federal government for cloud services, and to see how the Post is handling it. I think by and large, it's doing a pretty good job. I think it's doing a capable a look at those things. It is not fair to say that it is a lobbyist for Amazon. I think the Washington Post is performing a journalistic function. But I don't think Trump has any evidence to show that its coverage or its editorials even are carrying the water of Amazon in an untoward or indefensible way. I just don't think that case is there.
Are there firewalls between the editorial side of a newspaper like the Washington Post and the business side?
Yes, there are explicit codes at places like the Washington Post that say that, journalistic decisions cannot be made for business reasons other than figuring out ways to appeal to the readers. They have to be truthful. They have to be fair. They have to be textured. They have to be complete. You can't omit facts, not only a question of what you present, but what you don't. And I also think there's a protection in the traditions of the Washington Post and in the men and women who make up that newsroom. I think they would be coming to me and to reporters at other news outlets in a heartbeat if they thought that somebody would be leaning on them. I also think it's worth pointing out that Marty Baron was the editor-in-chief of the Boston Globe at a time that the Globe really dug deep into the scandals involving the Catholic Church in Boston and later, globally. And the Catholic Church itself put heavy pressure on the Boston Globe, which has a high Catholic readership there in Boston and in New England. He doesn't yield to pressure. Marty Baron, I think, is the preeminent newspaper editor in the country right now. And I don't think there's any sign of him having pressure there.
President Trump tweeted earlier on, not just today, but earlier in the week about Amazon, saying, quote, "Unlike others, they pay little or no taxes to state and local governments, use our postal system as their delivery boy, causing tremendous loss to the U.S. and putting thousands of retailers out of business." Truth squad that, David. Is the U.S. Postal Service losing money to Amazon?
No, Amazon is actually in the netting billions of dollars in to the benefit of the Postal Service. It is in effectively subsidizing a lot of deliveries, particularly on weekends, that wouldn't otherwise happen by other people, by keeping routes profitable. Let me make one a personal disclosure. It's worth pointing out that my wife is an employee of an Amazon subsidiary called Audible, which does, you know, audiobooks and other kinds of things that are equivalent to podcasts that she works on. But, you know, this is a company that actually most of what Trump has said about is not true. Certainly, I think it's fair to look at them in terms of antitrust, the size of the market they now control, the ways in which they've affected other other companies. But states have taken action. Amazon is now paying much more than it used to in certain kinds of state taxes. And I think a lot of what the president's attacks are based on is his peek at the Post, as there hasn't been a lot of substance there in what he's offered so far.
Thanks a lot, David.
You bet.